President Obama's historic visit to Havana this week is largely focused on the opening of economic relations between the U.S. and Cuba. But Cuba's communist government and its pro-democracy dissidents are making it clear he can't ignore the island's political challenges. On Sunday, just hours before Obama landed, dissident groups held a weekly demonstration in Havana's Miramar district. They urged the U.S. president to address human rights more strongly in his speech here Tuesday. Berta Soler is the leader of the protest group Damas de Blanco, or Ladies in White. This is not the moment for Barack Obama to say that human rights are improving in Cuba, Soler said. We are still met with police violence for speaking out. Pro-government activists were out in force nearby. They called the dissidents paid mercenaries for Cuban exiles in Miami. Vivian Trenard is a Havana school teacher.
El presidente de ellos.
We have ample human rights in Cuba, Trenard said. The U.S. president will see that reality when he's here. We live in dignity. But then, per usual, government supporters met the dissidents on the street outside a church. Cuban police moved in and arrested a number of dissidents. They did not arrest pro-government people. The Cuban government has insisted that normalized U.S.-Cuban relations will not mean a change in the island's political system. I'm Tim Padgett in Havana.